You're listening to the SCAC Softball Podcast, SCAC Tournament Edition. Today I'm joined by Rhodes College head softball coach Luke Wagner of the Lynx, heading into the SCAC Tournament, earning the number 3 seed out of the Eastern Division. And coach, first of all, congratulations on a great regular season and making it into the SCAC Tournament.
Thank you. We're excited to be here.
Coach, entering the SCAC Tournament, you guys are now 16-15 on the year, 8-8 in SCAC play, winners of 4 of your last 6. Just talk about the way this team is playing as you guys head to the championships.
Well, I think the team is really starting to play better all-around softball. Towards the beginning of the season, we were playing really good, solid defense, but our bats really weren't there. And midway through the season, we kind of struggled to find our identity when both our defense and bats kind of failed us a little bit. But now I think that we're really starting to hit our stride. The bats have come around. We're starting to hit the ball. We're being aggressive on offense, and our defense has kind of stayed stable for us. So I think now we're really starting to hit our peak going into the tournament, and we're excited to see what we can do.
Coach, you guys are coming off a huge series win this past weekend, taking 3 of 4 from center, and what was a must-win series win for you guys to get into the SCAC tournament. How can that sort of momentum, that confidence boost, really help your team out as you head into this weekend?
Well, I think that series in and of itself was absolutely enormous for us, not just to get us into the tournament, but the entire series in and of itself was almost as if we were playing in a tournament-type atmosphere. So I think, just having the girls go through 4 games where, it was basically a do-or-die, win-or-go-home situation, I think that that's going to help us as we enter into the actual tournament, where the girls have felt this pressure. They've kind of been in this environment for the last week. So I think this is just a huge momentum boost for us coming in from a real tough weekend, good team down there in center, and then coming into this playoff system. I think our girls will be prepared. I think getting that first one out of the way, a little bit of the anxiety and the stress of maybe tournament ball is kind of out of our system a little bit, and we can come into this tournament a little more focused and a little more confident in our abilities.
Coach, you mentioned defense already earlier in this interview. Coming into the weekend, the Lynx have committed just 49 errors, third fewest among teams that will enter the SCAC tournament this weekend. Just talk about the importance of having such a strong defense in the field there, especially in a championship environment, and really how that equates to giving the girls that you put out in the circle confidence, knowing that they're not going to have to strike everybody out. As long as they get the ball over the plate, the team behind them is going to take care of it.
Yeah, and that's been a focus from day one getting here. As we always talked about, let's control what we can try to control, and that's always going to be our defense. And we can do the fundamentally, mechanically, and stay sound in the defense. And that's something that we put a lot of effort in every day in practice and every week. One of our emphasis is that defense is going to be the key aspect to win us a championship. If we want to be contenders and we want to start playing with the better teams regionally and nationally, we have to be solid on defense. And I think that that's something that we've dedicated ourselves to. The girls have done a great job this season and really buying into that and focusing and coming to practice each day ready to work. And as you said, that can only give the pitchers more confidence in knowing that, I don't have to be perfect. I don't have to strike out every single batter, because I have a defense behind me that's going to be able to pick me up. I just need to manipulate where this offense hits the ball and just give our defense a chance to help us out. So the defense has been great, and we're looking to kind of shore that up again. We had a couple miscues in center and some inopportune times. So we're working on that this weekend to try to get that shored up even more and going to the defense, or going to the conference series with a situation where our defense is playing really locked down and gives our pitchers all the confidence in the world.
Again, you're listening to the SCAC Softball Podcast, SCAC Tournament Edition. I'm joined this afternoon by Rhodes College head softball coach Luke Wagner. And coach, you mentioned that aggressiveness on the offensive side of the plate. Your team, 72 stolen bases this season. That's tops in the SCAC. Talk about that aspect and style of your play and how really that in turn puts a lot of pressure on defenses.
Well, again, the defense and the base running are two aspects that I thought coming into this position are two things that I'd like to really focus on, two things that we can control in the game and try to dictate how the game is played with our opponents. With the offensive set that, we're not necessarily a team that's going to hit 20 to 30 home runs a year. There's not many teams out there that will, but what we can do is, try to break the game down into smaller portions. And when we get on the bases, we can try to stay aggressive, good leads, playing and trying to win each pitch. If you're on base, you can win each pitch by looking for a ball in the dirt or trying to read a changeup out of the pitcher's hands. And that's something that, again, the girls deserve a lot of credit because they've picked up on this, they've bought into it, and it's not a run happy offense. I wouldn't say we're the fastest team in the league by any means, but we're a pretty smart team on the base pass, and we look to kind of pick and choose our spots to where we'd like to run, and we look for a ball down. We look for situations that kind of play into our favor if you're looking at percentages. So we've been pretty successful, and that's something that we definitely look to try to continue on into the tournament.
Coach, as I look at your roster, you've got quite a young team, just 5 upperclassmen in this whole group. You know, as I mentioned, you've won 4 of your last 6 games. Have you seen this team really gel, grow up, and mature as the course of the season has developed?
Yeah, and I think that's something that's been huge is the freshmen. We kind of talked about halfway through the season is there's no more freshmen on the team. You're no longer allowed to be a freshman. It's time for everybody to step up, and I think that, the athletes have really responded and bought into that where, the upperclassmen, lower class, whatever you want to say, but we're now Rhodes links, and we're moving in one direction. We're one team. Everybody's playing together. Whereas a lot of teams may continue to say, well, freshmen grab the buckets, freshmen do this, freshmen do that, we don't have distinction on this team. Everybody pitches in. Everybody does their part. And, that's just kind of the way the team has gelled. I think you put it really well. The team's gelled real well these last, 6 or so games. Everybody's contributed. Everybody's done their part. And if there needs to be a substitution, whether it's, a younger individual for an upperclassman, that individual is the first person out of the, out of the dugout to give them a high five when they get their job done. So we're all moving together. We're on the same page, and it's going to be a real exciting tournament for us.
Finally, Coach, if we look ahead to this weekend, you guys will open up the SCAC tournament, face off against the Southwestern University Pirates. Just talk about what's going to be key for your team as you head into that game to get the result you're looking for and hopefully try and make a deep run in this championships.
Well, I think you look at Southwestern and you look at a really tough team, and I think they're kind of keyed by their pitching. So I think, what we're going to try to focus on is really try to see what we can do with the pitching. We know that we're going up against a kind of senior, a veteran pitching staff. It's going to be kind of crafty. So we're going to try to make the most of it each at bat, not give away strikes, stay within ourselves, short, compact swings, and put the ball in play. Defensively, we look to just, like I said, we had a few miscues against center. We look to be a little more consistent on defense and basically make Southwestern beat us, not give anything away, and just stay aggressive, stay aggressive, stay aggressive. That's what we've been preaching all week, whether it's defensive or offense. We're staying aggressive. We're staying confident. We're moving forward. We're not doubting our abilities. We're here, but we're not content. We want to do something in this tournament.
Rhodes College head softball coach Luke Wagner. Coach Wagner and his Lynx now 16-15 on the year, 8-8 in SCAC play, earning the number 3 seed out of the Eastern Division. We'll open up SCAC softball tournament action in game number 1, Friday, April 27th, noon Central Standard Time against the Southwestern University Pirates. Coach, congratulations again on a great regular season, making the SCAC tournament, and best of luck as you move forward to the championships.